guys. Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan, Mama of the Girls. And this is episode 11, I think. I hope. I wanted to talk about parent-to-kid bonds. Meaning, bonding with your kids, seriously. Yes, moms gave birth. Yes, dads supported. Yes, you pay bills to make sure you can feed your kids, clothe your kids, take them to school, make sure they have what they need. But how do you bond with your children? Like, how do you really get to know who they are character-wise, personality-wise? How do you pour into them and how do they make you better? That's what I'm talking about. Bonding like glue. Welcome to Cozy Womb. Today's show is brought to you by... Thank you for supporting the Cozy Womb Podcast show. It is brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is a desktop platform where it doesn't have an app, but it has the best distribution that you can have for your podcast. It gives you the best reach for other platforms as far as distribution and as far as monetizing your show. It has the best options to go ahead and monetize your show. And also people can donate directly to your podcast. And the best part is you can cross promote with other podcasters within Red Circle. So hop onto Red Circle. Don't be limited by what you can do in your podcast today.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Okay. When it comes to bonding with your kids, that happens in downtime. That doesn't happen because you do the things society tells you to do. That happens with real life, chill time, downtime, sitting on the couch, what you want to do. They come to you, I'm bored. Okay, we can do this, this, and this. You know, where's that project you was looking on? Didn't you say you wanted to do this? When it comes to creating together, you can bond. When it comes to exploring together, you can bond. When it comes to challenging each other, your child can challenge you and you can challenge your child. I think that's healthy. And when it comes to discovering new hobbies, y'all can do those things and bond together. Let me expand myself. All right. So when it comes to creating together, you can do arts and crafts. I did arts and crafts today with the girls where they helped, create something for one of their dad's birthdays. But we didn't tell them because it's a surprise. You can make miniature boats with your kids. You can make miniature cars with your kids. You can, if you're into cars, y'all can help build maybe a box car, or y'all could work on the car together. You can have different talks while you're working on the car together. You can build wood houses together. I made a birdhouse with the girls before. Very easy. You can find those kits at Walmart, Michaels, or Hobby Lobby. And you can fix things together around the house. You know, kids are very smart and they really hold that information in once you teach it to them one good time. When it comes to exploring together, y'all could go to museums together. You could try new foods together. You can make it like every Saturday we try a new restaurant. You could visit a new city together with your child. One weekend, instead of staying home and watching TV or being on the iPad, why don't y'all go to a different city? Why don't y'all go to take like a weekend trip, you know? You can take trips to the bookstore, look at different books together, look at different magazines. People really don't buy magazines anymore, but seldomly in different areas you'll find a Barnes & Noble still. And y'all could look at magazines and y'all could put them back and it don't cost you a thing, right? How you can challenge each other, your kid and you, with bonding. Y'all could go camping together. You could do road trips together. You can do hiking. Y'all could play games together. You could plant together. I do that with the girls a lot. You can find your favorite book or your favorite movie and watch it together or read it together. When it comes to discovering new hobbies, you could try origami if you got patience. You could go fishing together if that's your thing. I don't like fishing. People have to get up too early and it takes too long. You could cook together. Sometimes I'll be in the mood to cook with the girls, sometimes I'm not. You can, do photography together. That's something interesting. You could do scrapbooking with your kids with past photos. You can sew together, again, if you have patience. You can exercise together. Like, kids today, they really don't have true recess. A lot of kids today are not active as they should be. But if you could get your kid to exercise with you, Ari's always trying to exercise with me. I don't let her go on my treadmill. I don't let her lift all my weights. But the ones I know that she can lift, she'll try them. She'll try to do the same moves with me on my extra yoga mat. Like, there's so many ways that you can bond with your kids. And y'all could just have downtime together. Y'all can relax on each other. It'll teach your child how to be affectionate, how to think outside of themselves, how to just be in the essence of someone's presence and don't have to talk all the time, don't have to do something all the time. It doesn't have to involve them buying you something. It doesn't have to involve them giving you a thing to be like you had a good time. It doesn't have to involve you going to a restaurant and spending money in order to have a good time. You can have the fun at home. You can have the fun in your spaces. You can have the fun by doing things that really don't cost you much but gas money. You have to figure out what it is that your child likes and pour into that. Your child is going to get to know you when you show them what you like and you invite them to learn about it. It's very simple. I'm bonding with your kids. I don't understand why parents today.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Feel like, oh, you know, they're into that now. I don't know anything about that, so I just let them do their own thing. You're making sure that your child is more distant when you do that. It is, as a parent, I feel like it is your obligation to understand the things that your child is into, to get to know them better and learn to respect them better for whatever their hobbies are or their thing is. For children, it is not their obligation to get to know what you like, but it's nice that you invite them into a space to get to know what you like. Like, I know Ari's dad is very into music, so she knows that because she sees him working on music at the house. She sees him working on different machines and things, so she understands that. If I ask Anya what her dad likes to do, she would have no clue because they don't talk, and she never gets to see him in his own element. One, because he doesn't live here. Two, because I feel like he's just not at the stage where he feels like his child needs to know him more, which is redundant to me, but that's, again, none of my business because I give him the space to make that connection. He just doesn't connect the dots. So this is what happens when you have a parent that is very involved and one that is really not involved. So, I think Anya will probably get to know her dad personally a bit later in life. Arya gets the opportunity to get to know her dad now, you know, as she's growing. You know, she gets to know what her dad likes. She knows what her dad's favorite color is. Anya doesn't know that because they don't have those discussions. For me, the girls know everything about me. You know, I'm an open book. I tell them that I don't have a favorite color. I have two favorite colors, which is yellow and red. They know I'm into art. They know I'm into painting. They know that I like to work out. They know that my favorite thing to drink is water. They know that I'm slightly addicted to ice. Is it an iron problem? Possibly. They know that I like to keep my house clean. They understand that I do podcasting. It is a very common thing for them to ask me, are you recording tonight? Do we have to go to bed? Like, my kids are not in the dark about who I am, right? And I'm not in the dark about who my kids are. Okay, I know what my 4-year-old's personality is. I know what my 7-year-old's personality is. As a parent, I feel like I am obligated to know those things. I know that I don't ever have to worry about Anya getting in trouble and lying about it because she tells on herself all the time to the point where I have to tell her, you know what, you could have kept that information to yourself. And I know Arya is the one that I'm going to have to take a double take, peek in on that, make sure I know where my keys are. And I know that school-wise, teachers will probably call me more. Principals will probably call me more. And I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just be lovely, like, I'm on my way because I know what kind of child I have, right? And you understand that through bonding, through watching them in the house, through observing, overhearing, and, you know, having your parental senses on all the time. But if a parent is very disconnected and doesn't really get to know their child and you only see them surface-wise and you always ask them, like, those stranger-like questions that a stranger on the street would ask them, you're not going to get to know who your child is. And you're going to do yourself a disservice. So it is very important for parents to have a parent-to-kid bond. And it is nice that parents leave a door open for kids to get to know who they are personally, not just on a parent level. My name is Shan. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you that this is the rules and you must. But I'm just saying it's a better relationship with your children when you do understand who they are. Character-wise. Thank you for listening to Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I appreciate y'all. Thank you for leaving a review. Either it's on Apple, Google, CastBox, Podbean, whatever platform you like. Spotify. If you're leaving a review, if you're leaving a comment, if you're sharing this show with other people, I appreciate y'all so much. It does help me. Thank you guys for sticking around. If you're a subscriber, thank you for checking out the merch and purchasing the merch. I've been selling more merch lately. You can check it out at the Cozy Womb shop. If you just put that in, Teespring is our platform. It'll pop up. And you can check out more shows on redcircle.com or on Apple, Spotify, and your other podcast platforms. I would definitely be back later this week with another one. I appreciate you guys. Happy Monday. Don't let anybody stress you this week. You are great. You are fabulous. You got this. Peace. Bye.
Bye.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.